What is a good triathlon swim time? Taking an objective look at the standards of age group triathlon swimming. Written by Rory Buck, read by Rory Buck. Hey team, it's Rory here. Age group triathlon swimming is completely different to any other type of swimming. It's impossible to compare the swim times of age group triathletes to pro triathletes or specialist swimmers. Even within the rank of age group triathlon swimming, comparisons are difficult. The unique setup of age group triathlon swimming makes your job of goal setting and benchmarking downright confusing. I mean, should a 50 to 55 year old man be setting the same goal times as a 25 to 29 year old woman? Is 2.00 per 100 a good pace to hold for an Ironman? Will 1 minute 20 per 100 get you to the front of the pack in the next race? I've seen this uncertainty and these questions lead to endless frustration and a cycle of a love-hate relationship with the water from many triathletes over the years. So in an effort to help, I set out to find out what the standards of age group triathlon swimming actually look like. In this guide, I will show you what it takes to be better than average as an age group triathlon swimmer at every age and level. We'll also take a look at how fast you need to swim to be considered good for your age and gender, as well as what it takes to make it in Kona and as a specialist swimmer. My hope is that what you read will give you some context to the nuances and standards of age group triathlon swimming. It's certainly been valuable to my athletes in helping them chase goals that are appropriate and realistic. I hope this will help you too. After hours of data mining and number crunching, I'm excited to share this with you. Do you know how you really stack up? I've always felt that age group triathlon swimming is completely different. I often hear my age group athletes ask, "I'm curious, what is a good time or pace to aim for this season?" I know it's hugely subjective, but what is a good time for my first 70.3 swim? Or, "How long do you think it'll take me to swim 1 minute 20 per 100 meters? That'll put me at the front of the pack, won't it?" These haven't been easy questions to answer with objective data-backed numbers until now. I started working with triathletes in 2009, and I immediately recognized that age group triathlon swimming was unique. As an age grouper, you can't compare your swim times with specialist swimmers or elite triathletes, and setting goals of pro or specialist times is mission impossible. Here's why I say that. Time spent in the water correlates to improvements in swim speed. To get good at swimming, you have to swim. This is what we call the specificity principle of training. Swimming training will improve your swimming better than running or riding will. Now, swimming is a little bit of a unique sport. It requires more specific training than most others do. We sit, stand, and walk every day and have done so since we were children. And as a result, you have a foundation in movement that easily transfers from one land-based sport to another. We know how to balance on land, we know how to move forward on land, and we know how to breathe on land. But moving through the water is different. Your balance is different, how you propel yourself forward is different, and how you breathe is different. To get really good at swimming, you have to relearn and then master each of these skills, balance, propulsion, breathing, in the water. And this requires a consistent time investment. Now, peer swimmers know this. That's why they start swimming at such a young age. Specialist swimmers, as I'll call them, spend hours in the water improving their balance, propulsion, and breathing. On the elite end, swimmers will spend up to 5 hours a day in the water. They dedicate hours and hours to building efficiency in the pool. Triathlon swimming is different. No triathlete, elite, or age group has 5 hours a day to spend swimming. A triathlete's training hours and energy has to be split between three disciplines. Additionally, the cumulative fatigue from the run in particular, but the bike too, will stifle swim progress. Despite this, elite triathletes know they need to spend time in the water to improve, especially if they don't come from a swimming background. Specificity, remember, it's a principle of training. Pro triathletes don't have as many hours to swim as specialist swimmers do, but many will still swim 5 to 6 days each week. Elite triathlon swim coach Jerry Rodriguez goes as far as putting a number on it. He says pro triathletes shouldn't expect to be competitive on less than 30 km a week if they don't come from a swimming background. Now, that amount of swimming is not easy to do when you ride and run too. The pros may find or make the hours to swim every day, but I don't know any age group triathlete that can swim 30 km a week. And this is what makes age group triathlon swimming unique. You don't have the foundation of balance, propulsion, and breathing in the water like a specialist swimmer does. And you don't have the time or flexibility to invest the time to swim 30 km a week like the pros do. And so we face what feels like a mission impossible. The goal is to get fast, but no one has enough hours in the week to get really fast. And this is what piqued my interest in finding objective numbers to support the idea of fast age group triathlon swimming. How do you know if you actually swim fast? In the past, in an effort to benchmark fast, you might have logged in and checked the Slow Twitch forums. Or maybe you've done a Strava stalk to see the pace the fast guy in your local club swam in his last race. Maybe you ask a friend what their pace is. And then based on what you hear, you go on to set goals. Now, these goals may potentially be unrealistic based on hearsay and misconstrued facts. Without objective data to work with, goals get set based on the idea of what sounds fast. But what is really considered fast for age group triathletes? My goal with this post was to put age group triathlon swimming standards into context for you, the age group triathlete. I have spent hours collecting race data and crunching numbers. My hope is that armed with this knowledge, you will set lofty but realistic goals and work with purpose and clarity towards achieving them. In this guide, I show you what it takes to compete at every level of age group triathlon swimming. I also dive into the data a little bit to see what we can learn from the numbers and how you can use this knowledge to help you get faster and move up the rankings. Before we get into the details, here's a little insight into the process for writing this post. This is how I came up with the numbers and what I have done with them. The process. How I collected this data. I pulled the data that I'm using from Ironman branded races only, purely because it was the most accessible. I took 9 full distance races and 10 70.3 races over a period of 5 years, from 2013 to 2017, to get a large enough data sample. I included each of the Ironman championship races, along with some of the more popular races around the world. Here's the complete list. For full Ironman races, I looked at Ironman World Championships in Kona, Ironman Texas, the North American Championships, Ironman South Africa, the African Championships, Ironman Frankfurt, the European Championships, Ironman Cairns, the Asia Pacific Championships, Ironman Brazil, the former South American Championships, Ironman Arizona, Ironman Coeur d'Alene, and Ironman Western Australia. For the Ironman 70.3 races, I looked at Ironman 70.3 St. George's, Ironman 70.3 Oceanside, Ironman 70.3 Steelhead, Ironman 70.3 Pays d'Arles, may have butchered that one, Ironman 70.3 Rügen, Ironman 70.3 Western Sydney, Ironman 70.3 Italy, Ironman 70.3 Vichy, Ironman 70.3 Cashcow, Ironman 70.3 Coeur d'Alene, and Ironman 70.3 Taupo. I collected the swim times for each age group over each year between 2013 and 2017. I then sorted the data to make some sort of sense of it and make it easier for you to look at and understand. For the better than your average data, I used the median athlete exiting the water in each race. It's not the average swim time for your age group, it's the time of the athlete that came out bang in the middle of their age group on race day. For the top 10%, I looked at what it took to break into the top 10% of athletes racing in your age group on that day. I was also interested in what it takes to be a good specialist distance swimmer in the pool. I felt it was important for you to see what specialists are doing at your age in the same sport. Now, the numbers are really interesting, so let's dig in and take a look. Are you better than your average triathlete swimmer? What does it take to swim in the top 50% of your age group? Well, here's what I found. Okay, quick side note, guys, for the audio version, there are a lot of charts in this post that I would suggest you log on to the post itself and take a look at. I'm going to read some of them off to you so you get an idea of what's going on, but it will make a lot more sense if you log on and take a look. All right, so here we go. This is the men's Ironman median times by age group. Full distance Ironman, men 18 to 24, average median time between 2013 and 2017 for 18 to 24s, 1 hour, 12 minutes, 24 seconds, which is a 154 per 100 pace. Men 25 to 29, 1 hour, 11 minutes, 47 seconds, which is 153 per 100 meters. Men 30 to 34, 1 hour, 12 minutes, 50 seconds, which is 155 per 100. Men 35 to 39, 1 hour 14.03, which is 157 per 100 meters. Men 40 to 44, 1 hour 15.23, which is 159 per 100. men 45 to 49, 1 hour 16:13, which is 2:00 per 100 meters. Men 50 to 54, 1 hour 18 minutes 15 seconds, which is 2:04 per 100 meters. Men 55 to 59, 1 hour 20:45, which is 2:08 per 100 meters. Men 60 to 64, 1 hour 23:28, which is 2:12 per 100 meters. And men 65 to 69, 1 hour 27:38, which is a 2:18 per 100. Looking at the men's 70.3 median times by age group, again between 2013 and 2017, have an average of the median times across all 10 70.3 races. Here's what I found. Men 18 to 24, 35:16, which is 1:51 per 100 meters. Men 25 to 29, 36 minutes 52, which is 1:56 per 100. Men 30 to 34, 37 minutes 44, which is 1:59 per 100 meters. Men 35 to 39, 38:06, which is 2:00 per 100 meters. Men 40 to 44, 38:24, which is 2:01 per 100 meters. Men 45 to 49, 38:52, which is 2:03 per 100 meters. Men 50 to 54 is 39:20, which is 2:04 per 100 meters. Men 55 to 59, 40 minutes 40 seconds, which is 2:08 per 100 meters. Men 60 to 64, 42:21, which is 2:14 per 100 meters. And men 65 to 69, 44:00, which is 2:19 per 100 meters. Looking at the ladies, here's the women's Ironman median times per age group across the Ironman full distance race. Ladies 18 to 24, 1 hour 14:54, which is a 1:58 per 100. Ladies 25 to 29, 1 hour 15:45, which is 2:00 per 100 meters. Ladies 30 to 34, 1 hour 17:57, which is 2:03 per 100 meters. Ladies 35 to 39, 1 hour 19:41, which is 2:06 per 100 meters. Ladies 40 to 44, 1:21:42, which is a 2:09 per 100 meters. Ladies 45 to 49, 1:23:06, which is 2:11 per 100 meters. Ladies 50 to 54, 1 hour 24:24, which is 2:13 per 100 meters. Ladies 55 to 59, 1 hour 27:50, which is 2:19 per 100 meters. And ladies 60 to 64, a 1:31:04, which is 2:24 per 100 meters. Looking at the ladies 70.3 median times by age group, again, this is the average median time across all races 2013 to 2017. For ladies 18 to 24, 38 minutes 29 seconds, which is 2:02 per 100 meters. Ladies 25 to 29, 38:42, which is 2:02 per 100 meters. Ladies 30 to 34, 39:46, 2:06 per 100 meters. Ladies 35 to 39, which is 40:52, that's a 2:09 per 100 meters. Ladies 40 to 44 is a 41 minute 28 second swim, which is 2:11 per 100 meters. Ladies 45 to 49, 41 minutes 54 seconds, 2:12 per 100 meters. Ladies 50 to 54, 42 minutes 15 seconds, which is a 2:13 per 100 meters. Ladies 55 to 59, 42:51, which is 2:15 per 100 meters. Ladies 60 to 64, 43:47, which is 2:18 per 100 meters. Now, obviously, the first thing you want to do is look at your age group and your gender and see how well you stack up. At the most basic level, if on average you swim faster than the pace of your age group, you can consider yourself above average. If on average you swim slower than this time and your goal is to be competitive, you have a bit of catching up to do. There's a lot more that we can learn from this data than whether you are above or below average. So let's take a deeper look. Here are the key takeaways to help you be better than average. 1. We notice that the swim times get slower as you move through the age groups. Every age group sees a decline in pace as they move through the categories, the only exception being 25 to 29, which is faster than 18 to 24 for the men. So the decline in average pace over the years is to be expected, but you can use this knowledge to your advantage. The majority of triathletes that I work with learn to swim as adults, and I think that applies across the board. As an adult onset swimmer, chances are you are nowhere near your genetic swimming potential. Here's what I mean by that. I personally will never swim faster than I did when I was 24. Back then, swimming was my life. At that point in my life, I was swimming roughly 35 hours a week. I refined my technique and I pushed when my body was at its prime. Now, when I'm 32 and have reduced training hours, I can't swim as fast as I did when I was 24. I still swim with pretty good technique, which helps me swim faster, but I'll never swim as fast as I did in my prime. If you never peaked in your prime like I did, well, then you can continue to get faster as long as you stay consistent with your training. Your body position plays a bigger role in speed than power does when you're in the water. So even if you're losing strength as you get older, as long as you continue to improve your technique and maintain some sort of training consistency, when you age up, you will continue to get faster and your competition will get relatively slower. This, my friends, is attrition working in your favor. The second note that I point out is that on average, the full Ironman paces are faster than the 70.3 paces. The average middle guy, this is the average median over all male age groups, is 202 per 100 in an Ironman swim and 206 per 100 in a 70.3 swim. The average middle lady is 209 per 100 meters for an Ironman swim and 212 per 100 meters for a 70.3 swim. Now, this is interesting. Why is the average pace of a 70.3 swim, the shorter swim, slower than that of the Ironman swim, the longer one? You would think that as the distance gets longer, the pace gets slower. However, this is not the case. Many of the triathletes I meet ultimately want to race full distance Ironman races. Now, most of them only want to commit to doing it when they are confident they can finish the distance and finish it well. So as a result, the 70.3 race gets used as a stepping stone up to the longer races. And this means that you have more first-timers to long-course races signing up for 70.3s than full Ironmans. My personal theory is that the less experienced athletes bring the median average down. There's a lot of other factors that could be at play, but I think the experience and quality of the athletes in the middle is likely the biggest contributor. The next point that we look at is that open water swim times are always relative. The swim slits in a race can be very deceptive. Generally, you can't take them at face value, and I would recommend that you don't do it, especially when you are running up to T1. You may think you had a particularly bad swim in a race because you were 2, 3, 4 minutes slower than you were in your last race, but that's not necessarily the full picture. Take a look at this. Okay, and as side notes, I have another graph here to take a look at. And essentially, what these graphs, I can sum them up really quickly. Essentially, what these graphs show you is that the median athlete coming out of the water in each race each year fluctuates quite substantially, both in the men and the women. The average median swim time can vary as much as 10 to 13 minutes in the same Ironman race, same course, from year to year. Meaning you could be up to 10 minutes faster than your goal time, but actually have left the water lower down the rankings relative to the field. Your open water swim times are always relative. Relative to the course length, the weather conditions, and the currents that all play a role in the speed of a course. Here's a good example. My 70.3 race in Colombo that I did earlier this year, I averaged 122 per 100 meters for the 1900 swim. Now that's a pretty poor pace by my standards for a 1900 meter swim if it was done in a pool. After the race, I looked at my numbers, and my watch data showed me that I had worked against a very strong current on the last 900 meters of the swim. I averaged about 107s on the way out and 133s on the way home. Now, I knew that I was swimming against a current, but I didn't realize how strong it was. And I wasn't the only guy in the water that had to work against the current. If I had to work against it, everybody had to work against it. So the swim times were relative to the competition. If I had made that comparison as I was running up to T1 when I looked at my watch, it would have destroyed my psyche, my psychology, as I got on the bike. Thankfully, I was smart enough to know not to. Now make a comparison of how you stack up against your competition on the day versus the absolute value of your swim time. The next point I want to look at is a bit of an analysis of the middle. It sucks to get stuck in the middle, especially if you're not a cheater. Your predominant focus should be on what's happening in your age group. Those are the people you're directly competing against. Yet the overall median times we just looked at are useful to know. These are the paces where you're likely to have the highest traffic and the biggest groups on the swim course. This means fighting traffic at the turn boys, and everybody knows it's no fun getting breaststroke kicked in the forehead as you go around a boy. And depending on the popularity of the race, if you swim at these median paces, it could mean that you come out in the middle overall and have to deal with very large groups of people leaving T1. This means you may have to burn matches to avoid drafting packs on the bike. These drafting packs form on races where a large number of athletes are racing. The ones that immediately come to mind, 70.3 Dubai, 70.3 World Champs, Ironman Texas, and Kona. It takes a lot of effort to race clean and keep yourself out of the packs when you're swimming in the middle. So if you want to stay out of the pack controversy, swim faster. Are you good as a tri swimmer? Now that we have an idea of what it takes to be average or better than average as a triathlon swimmer, let's move up the ranks. What does it take to be good? Using the same data, here's a look at what times it takes to break the top 10% of swimmers coming out of the water in your age group on race day. Back to reading you graph numbers. The men's Ironman top 10% times by age group for the full Ironman distance races. Men 18 to 24, 59 minutes, 13 seconds, pace of 134 per 100 meters. Men 25 to 29, 59.21, a pace of 134 per 100 meters. Men 30 to 34, 59.55, pace of 135 per 100 meters. Men 35 to 39, 1 hour, 1 minute, 26 seconds, a pace of 137 per 100 meters. Men 40 to 44, men 40 to 44, 1 hour, 2 minutes, 39 seconds, a pace of 139 per 100 meters. Men 45 to 49, 1 hour, 3 minutes, 26 seconds, a pace of 140 per 100 meters. Men 50 to 54, 1 hour, 5 minutes, 1 second, a pace of 143 per 100 meters. Men 55 to 59, 1 hour, 6 minutes, 56 seconds, a pace of 149 per 100 meters. Men 60 to 64, 1 hour, 10 minutes, 10 seconds, a pace of 151 per 100 meters. The men's 70.3 top 10% times by age group. Men 18 to 24, 27 minutes, 39 seconds, a pace of 127 per 100 meters. Men 25 to 29, a time of 29.51, pace of 134 per 100 meters. Men 30 to 34, time of 30 minutes, 53 seconds, a pace of 138 per 100 meters. Men 35 to 39, 31.28, a pace of 139 per 100 meters. Men 40 to 44, 32 minutes, 1 second, a pace of 141 per 100. Men 45 to 49, 32.06, a pace of 141 per 100. Men 50 to 54, time of 32.38, a pace of 141 per 100. Men 55 to 59, time of 33 minutes, 40 seconds, a pace of 146 per 100 meters. Men 60 to 64, time of 34 minutes, 57 seconds, a pace of 1 minute 50 per 100 meters. Moving on to the ladies, the women's Ironman top 10% times by age group. Ladies 18 to 24, 1 hour, 2 minutes, 56 seconds, a pace of 139 per 100 meters. Ladies 25 to 29, 1 hour, 2 minutes, 8 seconds, a pace of 139 per 100 meters. Ladies 30 to 34, time of 1 hour, 4 minutes, 00, a pace of 141 per 100 meters. Ladies 35 to 39, a time of 1 hour, 6 minutes, 16 seconds, a pace of 144 per 100 meters. Ladies 40 to 44, time of 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 24 seconds, a pace of 146 per 100 meters. Ladies 45 to 49, a time of 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 35 seconds, a pace of 148 per 100 meters. Ladies 50 to 54, a time of 1 hour, 11 minutes, 23 seconds, a pace of 153 per 100 meters. Ladies 55 to 59, a time of 1 hour, 13 minutes, and 34 seconds, pace of 156 per 100 meters. Moving on to the ladies 70.3 top 10% times by age group. Ladies 18 to 24, time of 31 minutes, 35 seconds, a pace of 140 per 100 meters. ladies 25 to 29, time of 31.35, pace of 140 per 100 meters. Ladies 30 to 34, a time of 32 minutes, 43 seconds, a pace of 143 per 100 meters. Ladies 35 to 39, time of 33 minutes, 56 seconds, pace of 147 per 100 meters. Ladies 40 to 44, time of 34 minutes, 13 seconds, pace of 148 per 100 meters. Ladies 45 to 49, time of 34.26, pace of 149 per 100 meters. Ladies 50 to 54, a time of 35.32, pace of 152 per 100 meters. And ladies 55 to 59, time of 36.35, a pace of 156 per 100 meters. So looking at the top 10%, what are the key takeaways that we can pick out? Well, firstly, there's a big difference between average and good. The first thing I notice is that there is a fairly substantial jump in pace from the middle athlete in any age group to the ones breaking the top 10%. We'll discuss that in a little more detail further down. Number two, on average, the full Ironman paces are still faster than the 70.3 paces, but there's not much of a difference. This is to be expected. The swimmers that are breaking into the top 10% are more experienced and they have a better grasp of pacing and how to race, and they can manage open water conditions better. But why is the pace similar? Well, that's the third takeaway and probably the biggest lesson here. Your aerobic pace is similar regardless of distance. The similarity in pace between the 70.3 distance and the Ironman distance is interesting. At the top end of the field, the average pace a swimmer holds over 3,800 meters is close to what they can hold over 1,900 meters. Now, does that suggest that the aerobic pace you settle into is pretty much the same, whether you're swimming for 30 minutes or an hour? I think it might. We see this at the elite level too. Here's an example. The winning time for the men's 5K marathon swim at the Swimming World Championships in 2017 was 54 minutes 31 seconds, which is a pace of 1 minute 5 seconds per 100 meters. Now it took a 1 hour 51 minutes 58 seconds to win the 10K marathon swim at a pace of 1 minute 7 seconds per 100 meters. So there's only a 2-second difference between the 5K swim pace and the 10K swim pace. 105 and 107 over 5K and 10K. If you wanted to know what world-class fast looks like, well, there you go. Back to you as an age group triathlete swimmer, though. Your aerobic speed holds up regardless of distance. Provided you are fit, you are breathing well, and you have the fuel to burn, you don't slow down that much once you tap into your aerobic swim pace. Now, if you're new to triathlon swimming, this should fully convince you that you don't need to swim 3,800 meters or even 2,500 meters straight to train for an Ironman race. Let's move up the rank again. Are you a very good triathlon swimmer? Can you imagine swimming up at the front of the pack at Ironman World Championships in Kona? That would be awesome, and it would put you in a group of very good triathlon swimmers. Now, there's a couple of reasons why I say that this would put you in a group of very good triathlon swimmers. And it's not just because of the quality of athlete. The mass in-water start and the non-wetsuit swim in Kona make it unique. In theory, this should make it slower than a wetsuit legal race that uses a rolling start. And Kona is the only race on my list that is always non-wetsuit legal and the only one with a mass start in the water. Despite this, swim times in Kona are faster on average than any other race on my list. Across all age groups, the ladies need to swim about a 141 per 100 meters average to break into the top 10%, while the guys need to hold a minimum of 135. Here's how it breaks down in each age group, as a comparison between the median swim time and the average top 10% swim time. Again, this is taken from all races between 2013 and 2017 at Ironman World Champs in Kona. Men 18 to 24, average median swim time, 1 hour, 3 minutes, 53 seconds, average pace of 141 per 100. While to break into the top 10, 55 minutes, 48 seconds, which is a 128 per 100 meters. That means there's a difference of 8 minutes and 5 seconds between the average median swim time and the average top 10% swim time. Men 25 to 29, 1 hour, 2 minutes, 35 at a pace of 139 per 100 to be the average median swim time across all years, whereas 55, 31, a pace of 128 per 100 would be the average top 10% time across all years, making it a difference between the average time and the median time in the 25 to 29 year old age group of 7 minutes and 4 seconds. Men 30 to 34, average median swim time, 1 hour, 3 minutes, 35 seconds, a pace of 140 per 100 meters, and 56.42, a pace of 130 per 100 meters to break into the top 10%. This makes a difference of 6 minutes, 53 seconds between the two in this age group. Men 35 to 39, 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 18 seconds, at a pace of 143 per 100 to break into the top 50%, while you need to go at 57.29, a pace of 131 per 100 to break into the top 10%. This gives us a difference of 7 minutes and 49 seconds in the men 35 to 39 age group. Men 40 to 44, average median across all years, 1 hour, 7 minutes, 47 seconds, a pace of 147 per 100 meters, while the average top 10% time, 59 minutes, 15 seconds, a pace of 134 per 100 meters. The difference between these two is 8 minutes and 32 seconds. Men 45 to 49, an hour 10.01, a pace of 151 per 100 meters will get you into the top 50%, while an hour 52 seconds will get you into the top 10% at a pace of 136 per 100 meters. There's a difference between 9 minutes and 9 seconds in that age group. Men 50 to 54, 1 hour 13.54, a pace of 157 per 100 meters, the average median swim time across all years, while 101.58, a pace of 138 per 100 meters, will get you into the top 10%, a difference in these two times of 11 minutes and 56 seconds. The men 55 to 59 age group, 1 hour 17.53 at a pace of 203 per 100, be the average median swim time at all races in Kona across the years of 2013 to 2017. And the top 10% time, 1 hour 5 minutes and 53 seconds, a pace of 144 per 100, makes the split in this age group 12 minutes flat. And then finally, men 60 to 64, a time of 1 hour 23 minutes 00, a pace of 211 per 100 will get you into the top 50%, while a time of 108.04, a pace of 147 per 100 meters, will get you into the top 10%, giving a split of 14 minutes 56 seconds between these two times. Looking at the ladies' times in Kona, comparing the median time to the top 10% time, the ladies 18 to 24 to average median swim time 109.54, a pace of 150 per 100 meters, whereas the top 10% 102.42, a pace of 139 per 100 meters, making the split between these two times of 7 minutes 12 seconds. Ladies 25 to 29, average median time 1 hour 8 minutes 15 seconds, a pace of 148 per 100, while the top 10% time 59.43, a pace of 134 per 100 meters, making a split of 8 minutes 32 seconds between these two in the ladies 25 to 29 age group. The ladies 30 to 34 age group, 1 hour 10 minutes 08, a pace of 151 per 100 meters will get you into the top 50%. While a 101.35, a pace of 137 per 100 meters, will get you into the top 10%, giving us a difference of 8 minutes 33 seconds between these two times. Ladies 35 to 39, 1 hour 12 minutes 17 seconds, at a pace of 134 per 100 meters for the top 50%, 1 hour 3 minutes 57 seconds, pace of 141 per 100, would get you into the top 10%, giving us a split of 8 minutes 20 seconds between these two times. In the ladies 40 to 44, it would take a 1 hour 13 minutes 26, a 156 per 100 meters on average over the years of 2013 to 2017 to get you into the top 50% in the 40 to 44 ladies age group, while to get into the top 10%, it would take you 1 hour 3 minutes and 43 seconds, or a 141 per 100 meters, making the split in this age group 9 minutes and 43 seconds. In the ladies 45 to 49, a 1 hour 15 minutes 29 second swim, a pace of 159 per 100 meters will get you into the top 50%, while a 106.06, a pace of 144 per 100 meters, will get you into the top 10%, giving us a split of 9 minutes, 23 seconds between these two. The ladies 50 to 54, it takes an hour, 20, 24 seconds to get into the top 50%, giving us a pace of 207 per 100 meters. The ladies 50 to 54, to break into the top 10%, you need to go an hour, 6 minutes and 42 seconds on average, which would give us a 145 per 100 meters. That makes the split in the 50-54 age group for ladies 13 minutes and 42 seconds. Ladies 55 to 59, we're looking at an hour 24:38, which is 213 per 100 meters to get into the 50% range, and it's 110:50. 152 per 100 meters to get into the 10% range, a split of 13 minutes, 48 seconds. Now that we've taken a look at what you need to do to be good and great as an age group triathlon swimmer, what does it take to be good as a specialist swimmer in your age group? I've shown you what you need to do to be capable of average, good, and very good triathlon swimmer, but what about the specialists? To answer that for you, I pulled the FINA Masters World Championships qualifying times. Master Swimming is a competition platform for swimmers over 18. The age groups are split in a similar way to triathlon, which makes it simpler to compare. Now, to qualify for the Masters World Championships, you have to achieve a qualifying time in each event for your age group. Trying to compare apples with apples, I pulled the 800, 400, and 200 meter qualifying times for each age group. Here's why. The 800 freestyle is the longest distance freestyle event open to master swimmers at this competition. I've included the qualifying times for the 200 meter and 400 meter freestyle to calculate a theoretical CSS pace for each age group. Now, racing an 800 in a pool as a single event where you touch the wall and you are done versus the first leg of your triathlon, those are very different things. It wouldn't be a good comparison if that was all we looked at, 800 meters versus the average swim time of various age groups. So I felt like calculating a theoretical CSS pace gives us a better comparison. P.S. Side note, if you don't know what CSS pace or critical swim speed is, take a look at the post. There is a link there to an article that explains it. Or you could go to icanswimfast.com/fundamentals and look on the calculating your intervals or calculating your paces section on that page. It'll explain everything for you. All right, here are the theoretical CSS paces or the theoretical CSS times that you need to go in each age group as a specialist swimmer to qualify for Masters World Champs. So theoretical CSS pace of men 18 to 25 is 118 per 100 meters. 26 to 30, 120 per 100 meters. 31 to 35, 122 per 100 meters. 36 to 40, 124 per 100 meters. 41 to 45, 127 per 100 meters. 46 to 50, also 127 per 100 meters. 51 to 55, 130 per 100 meters. 56 to 60, 142 per 100 meters. And 61 to 65 for men, 150 per 100 meters. For the ladies, the theoretical CSS for ladies 18 to 25, 127 per 100 meters. 26 to 30, a 130 per 100 meters. 31 to 35, a 133 per 100 meters. 36 to 40, a 134 per 100 meters. 41 to 45, a 138 per 100 meters. 46 to 50, 148 per 100 meters. 51 to 55, 157 per 100 meters. 56 to 60, 202 per 100 meters. And 61 to 65 for the ladies, theoretical CSS pace, 215 per 100 meters. Now, if you know what your CSS pace is, this will probably be the easiest way to compare where you stand in relation to a specialist swimmer at the same age as you are. The comparison isn't completely fair if we're going to compare open water times, but looking at the CSS pace of athletes I coach, the standards that are being set by specialist swimmers are quite a bit higher than the standards of being set by good tri swimmers. And there's a fairly simple explanation for that. A majority of master swimmers come from a swimming background. They're just continuing to swim through the age groups as they get older. They learn to swim competitively at a young age, and most of them would be considered very good or great triathlon swimmers if they could transfer the skills into open water. Now, many of the swimmers that race Masters World Champs will also be swimming 5+ times a week, and they'll do so without the added fatigue of running and riding, carrying that extra fatigue that you do as a triathlete will impact your swim training significantly in the water. Despite all that, having these numbers should still be useful to you. It should give you insight into what is being done by athletes at your age in the water. All right, so now that we've taken a look at all of this data, how can we use it? Well, knowledge is of no power or value unless it's put into practice. So I want to give you some practical applications for this data that you can take away with you. The first is to figure out how you stack up against the competition. And this data should give you an objective baseline for comparison. So, how do you stack up? Are you in the top 50%? Are you within striking distance of the top 10%? Where do you fall? The second thing, work out your primary focus. If the swim isn't as fast as you'd like it to be, it doesn't necessarily mean it should be your key focus area for improvement. Remember, you're doing a triathlon. The goal is to finish with the fastest overall time, not the fastest swim time. You will need to look at more than just your swim rankings to work out what to focus on. And here's how to do that. It's very simple. Pull up the race results from your last race. If it's an Ironman branded race, it's very easy to do. Take a look at your individual rankings for each discipline. Find out how you stack up in your age group in the swim, the bike, and the run. And then look at how you stack up in transition too. Where do you rank in each discipline? Is one significantly better or worse than the other? If so, you know what you need to put your focus on in the next cycle. Here's an example from my first 70.3 race. I swam 1.9K in 26 minutes, 33 seconds, which is a pace of 122 per 100 meters. Now, I already told you that I would consider that a pretty poor performance, but I was third out of the water overall. On the bike, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 52 seconds, which put me fifth overall, getting off the bike. The run, I was a shocking 148.22, which put me 11th overall. My swim to bike transition time was 1 minute 53 seconds. My bike to run was 1 minute 26 seconds. Now, I've already told you I'd consider my swim times for this race pretty poor, but relative to the field, my run was far weaker than my swim. So it's very easy to see where my weakness lies and what I need to work on going into next season. To improve my overall results, I need to work on my running. I don't need to work on getting my swimming up to a level that my ego would be happy with. As a side note, see that I put transition times as a performance metric for you to look at. This often gets overlooked. And to be honest, I die a little bit inside whenever I see one of my clients slog for months to improve their swim times. Then on race day, they swim 3 minutes faster than they have before, which is awesome to watch. And then they take 7 minutes in T1. Improving your transition times is way easier than improving your swim times. So pay attention to how long you're taking in transition. The next point you can take away here is to establish an appropriate goal. The data gives you a framework to set realistic goals. So what are those? The more time I spend coaching age group triathletes, the more I learn how broad the range of goals and desires are. When I swam, the goal was pretty simple: make an Olympic team. That was the goal of pretty much everyone I raced against and trained with. It's not that simple in triathlon. There are so many different people of different ages, shapes, sizes, and backgrounds. You might all be racing the same race, but everyone has slightly different goals. Use this data to help you set realistic goals for your swimming. Align with your ultimate goal or purpose for racing triathlons with each goal you set. And then finally, remember that good enough is good enough. As much as saying this hurts my business, remember that your goal in any triathlon swim is to be good enough. I showed you what times you need to swim to compete in Kona. I also showed you what specialist swimmers are doing at your age to benchmark what is possible. But it's been shown over and over again that coming out the water ahead in the swim means nothing in the big picture. Very rarely does anyone lead the race wire to wire. It might be tempting to want to chase the guy that came out of the water first in your age group, but if your goal is to be competitive, get somewhere up near the front and you'll be perfectly poised after the swim. If you can run and ride well, you're in the money. If you can't, being competitive might not be your ultimate goal, and that's perfectly okay. Age group swimming is a unique beast. My hope is that this post has helped give you some context to the nuances and standards of age group triathlon swimming. I know that this has been valuable to my athletes in helping them chase good triathlon swim goals that are appropriate and realistic to them. If you have any questions on the data in this post or any insights I have drawn, leave me a comment below. Before you go, can I help you swim faster? If you need help with swimming faster, check out my guide on the fundamentals of triathlon swimming. This is an easy to understand, straightforward guide to efficient technique, better endurance, and unshakable triathlon swimming confidence. If you need help with your swimming for triathlon, this guide is the first place to start. It's free. You can check it out on my website. Go to www.icanswimfast.com/fundamentals. I'm Rory. I write and record everything on icanswimfast.com. This site is my way of giving back to the sport that gave me so much for so many years. Thanks for reading, listening, and hanging out on my site. I hope you found this post valuable. I look forward to seeing you again in the future. Leave me a comment below, tell me where you're reading from, and anything that you learned in this post. Have a good one. Ciao.